Chapter 33. These were the stages of the sons of Israel, who went out of the land of Egypt in their armies by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses kept recording the departure places by their stages at the order of Jehovah. And these were their stages from one departure place to another. And they proceeded to pull away from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. Directly the day after the Passover, the sons of Israel went out with uplifted hand before the eyes of all the Egyptians. All the while the Egyptians were burying those whom Jehovah had struck among them, that is, all the firstborn, and upon their gods Jehovah had executed judgments. So the sons of Israel pulled away from Ramesses and went camping in Succoth. Then they pulled away from Succoth and went camping in Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. Next they pulled away from Etham and turned back toward Pi-Hahiroth, which is in view of Baal-Zephon, and they went camping before Migdal. After that they pulled away from Pi-Hahiroth and went passing through the midst of the sea to the wilderness, and kept marching a 3-day journey in the wilderness of Etham, and took up camping at Merah. Then they pulled away from Merah and came to Elim. Now in Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there. Next they pulled away from Elim and went camping by the Red Sea. After that they pulled away from the Red Sea and took up camping in the wilderness of Sin. Then they pulled away from the wilderness of Sin and went camping at Dophka. Later they pulled away from Dophka and went camping at Elush. They next pulled away from Elush and went camping in Rephidim. And there proved to be no water there for the people to drink. After that they pulled away from Rephidim and went camping in the wilderness of Sinai. Subsequently they pulled away from the wilderness of Sinai and went camping at Kibroth Hataavah. Then they pulled away from Kibroth Hataavah and went camping in Hazeroth. After that, they pulled away from Hazeroth and went camping in Rithmah. Next, they pulled away from Rithmah and took up camping in Rimmon Perez. Then they pulled away from Rimmon Perez and went camping in Libnah. Later, they pulled away from Libnah and went camping in Rizzah. Next, they pulled away from Rizzah and went camping in Kealatha. Then they pulled away from Kealatha and went camping in Mount Shepher. After that, they pulled away from Mount Shepher and went camping in Haredah. Then they pulled away from Haredah and went camping in Machelath. Next, they pulled away from Machelath and went camping in Taith. After that, they pulled away from Taith and went camping in Tira. Then they pulled away from Tira and went camping in Mithka. Later they pulled away from Mithka and went camping in Hashmona. Next they pulled away from Hashmona and went camping in Mosirath. Then they pulled away from Mosirath and went camping in Benajaakan. After that they pulled away from Benajaakan and went camping in Hor-Hag-Gidgad. Next they pulled away from Hor-Hag-Gidgad and went camping in Jotbatha. Later they pulled away from Jotbatha and went camping in Abrona. Then they pulled away from Abrona and went camping in Ezion-Geber. After that they pulled away from Ezion-Geber and went camping in the wilderness of Zin, that is to say, Kadesh. Later they pulled away from Kadesh and went camping in Mount Hor, on the frontier of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest proceeded to go up into Mount Hor at the order of Jehovah, and to die there in the 40th year of the going out of the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st of the month. And Aaron was 123 years old at his death on Mount Hor. Now the Canaanite, the king of Arad, as he was dwelling in the Negeb in the land of Canaan, got to hear about the coming of the sons of Israel. In time they pulled away from Mount Hor and went camping in Zalmona. After that they pulled away from Zalmona and went camping in Punon. Next they pulled away from Punon and went camping in Oboth. Then they pulled away from Oboth and went camping in Ayye-Abarim on the border of Moab. Later they pulled away from Ayim and went camping in Dibon-Gad. After that, they pulled away from Dibon-Gad and went camping in Almon-Diblathaim. Then they pulled away from Almon-Diblathaim and went camping in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. Finally, they pulled away from the mountains of Abarim and took up camping on the desert plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. And they continued camping by the Jordan from Beth-Jeshimoth to Abel-Shittim on the desert plains of Moab. And Jehovah proceeded to speak to Moses on the desert plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you must say to them, You are crossing the Jordan into the land of Canaan, and you must drive away all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their stone figures, and all their images of molten metal you should destroy, and all their sacred high places you should annihilate. And you must take possession of the land and dwell in it, because to you I shall certainly give the land to take possession of it. And you must apportion the land to yourselves as a possession by lot according to your families. To the populous one you should increase his inheritance, and to the sparse one you should reduce his inheritance. To where the lot will come out for him, there it will become his. By the tribes of your fathers you should provide yourselves with landed property. If, though, you will not drive the inhabitants of the land away from before you, then those whom you leave of them will certainly become as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they will indeed harass you on the land in which you will be dwelling. And it must occur that just as I had figured doing to them, I shall do to you.